This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The Burt Show.
Of all the flights I've ever been on, and you guys know how much I love to travel. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of flights, right? It's the only thing I ever really wanted to do. I actually have never, ever, ever once seen anybody use that puke bag on a flight. Not once. Have you guys?
I don't think I have.
No.
I mean, I think they put it back there back in the day, which seemed like a good idea.
The vomit pouch.
Yeah. Right? The only thing I would really use it for is like when I'm chewing gum and I don't have anywhere to put it and I might rip a little off and put it in there, but never seen anybody puke in there. So I'm only mentioning this because Mo got sick on a plane last week.
It was me. I was the guy. And I've never seen anyone use it either. And I certainly never thought I would be the guy who needed to use it. And I didn't even know planes still had them. But God they do. So I don't know if you guys noticed about me. I may have mentioned it before, but I have somewhat of a history of just passing out randomly. I don't know why.
What?
Yeah, you've told us this. Yeah,
I think I have before. Like, I'm sure it has something to do with my heart, but it's never truly been, like, told me. Like, I don't have the reasoning. I passed out in church once, and all of the churchgoers were like, oh, that's the devil on your chest, baby. So I just ran with that. Like, I guess that's what it is. But it's happened to me.
Or a heart condition.
Or that, right?
Before we even get into the bag, where are the other places that you've just passed out like that fainting goat?
I've passed out on a stage before. There was a rapper named Cassidy asked me to come on stage and do a song with him. I passed out in the middle of the song and ended up having to be carried off of the stage at a concert.
Ooh.
Passed out on vacation before, just in the room randomly, just looked at the bed and next thing I know, I woke up on it. Don't remember what happened in between. I passed out a few places. Those are the ones that come to the top of my head. Oh, college basketball game. I was a spectator, just watching the game, passed out. And I always have probably 5 seconds of knowing it's about to happen.
Uh-huh.
So normally I'm with someone, which luckily I've never been alone. And I always look at them and go, sometimes they don't even know. Like they don't know my history in this. But I'll look at them and go, listen, I'm going to pass out in about 5 seconds. Just hold on to me and make sure I don't hit my head. I'll be right back. That is literally how it goes.
I'll be right back.
I'll be right back.
Like, BRB.
Yeah, don't panic.
Save my place.
Exactly.
I have never been happier that you don't drive a car now.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
So it hasn't happened to me in years. It's been a while. So it's not even like top of mind for me anymore. And here we go. I get on this flight. And I was tired, but it wasn't, like, that bad, anything that I felt like I needed to worry about. And I'm getting on a flight, coming back from celebrating my dad's birthday. Don't feel any kind of sick. I feel fine. Don't think nothing is wrong with me. We get on the flight, and for some reason, I started to feel this, this really full feeling in my stomach. And I hadn't ate. I wasn't drinking that day, so I wasn't sure where this was coming from. But I certainly felt like something's not right. And luckily, I'm in like the road as a two-seater, and it's just me and my lady. So it's just us.
But oh, you're with your lady.
Yeah, I made it worse.
Oh, you're with your lady.
So that's going to make the story funny in a second because I had a decision to make, right?
Well, women say that they love to see a guy vulnerable. So you passing out and lifeless might have been a real turn-on.
I don't think there's a bigger ick than being with your man and, like, you know, if you got to use the vomit bag on a plane.
It's not sexy.
No.
It's not giving sexy. And so when I felt this feeling coming, that was the decision I had to make because I felt like it would have been helpful if she knew I was going through this. But she was sleeping and she had not got a lot of sleep. So I said, I think I'm going to throw up. Like, I'm pretty sure. And then as soon as I got that thought, it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to make it to the bathroom.
You start getting that extra saliva in your mouth.
I'm like, oh, it's here. Like, we're here. And out of nowhere. So now I start digging for the bag because I don't think I'm going to make it to the bathroom.
And now more anxiety takes over when you feel that happening too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, I should wake her up. Nah, she doesn't need to see this.
No, yeah.
Like, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Let me handle this on my own.
Good call.
Yeah, I don't even want her to know that this is happening.
I'd rather die than have her see this.
Absolutely.
There's only one thing worse than throwing up, and that's having to throw up in public in front of other people. Because you got somebody literally a foot away from you, because I'm assuming you're in an aisle seat.
Right, yep.
So you got somebody a foot away from you that's about to see you vomit into a bag.
Well, you're thinking about, I mean, it's not only bad for the person next to you, but I can't. There are very few places that are worse than that to throw up, because that smell is trapped in that plane, man. So if you've ever been on a flight with a kid that's thrown up or something like that, and it happened in 7B, you can smell it in 27C.
Tell me about it.
Yes.
So I go and I shuffle to find the bag, and then I go into a panic because my seat didn't have one.
Oh, no.
So thank God something told me check hers before you try to make it to the bathroom, and I did. And her seat did have one. So I pull the bag out, and I'm talking, like, just in time. Because you got to, like, unfold it a little bit and pop it open.
Yep.
And as soon as I pop it open, it just comes out. Like, it's going down.
You really did vomit,
did I? Yeah, I probably got the record for amount of vomit on a plane.
So what do? You just put it up to your lips like you're almost, like, breathing into a bag when you're hyperventilating?
Exactly that.
So nothing gets out of there.
And then I remember I vomited, but then it got real because I had the feeling of, I'm about to pass out. And it all happened simultaneously.
Damn.
So I vomit in the bag.
You can't pass out while you're hoping to vomit back.
Well, that's the thing. You don't really have a choice. So I said, I'm about to pass out. And by the time I can feel it, it's here. Like, it's nothing I can do. And all I can really remember is holding the bag, like, as tight as I could. Because it's all in the bag. Yeah. Like, all I had to do was go to the bathroom with the bag, flush the bag.
Yeah.
Nobody will ever know this happened in my life. Like, I planned on telling no one. But I pass out with it in my hand. And when I wake up,
no.
I don't know if y'all ever saw how, like, Mike Tyson was trying to find his mouthpiece after he got knocked out by, but he couldn't find it because he wasn't all the way. That's me trying to find the vomit bag. I no longer know where the vomit bag is. I'm trying, but I'm still out of it, so I can't come to my senses to just grab it, but I'm fighting. I'm, like, fighting for my life, but I also don't want to die in a pile of vomit, so I'm like, if I got to go, at least let me hold on to the vomit bag.
That is vanity at its best.
Yo, your lady wake up and you dead in vomit. That's just... That's not the way.
Where'd it go? Mom, where'd it go?
So, thank God, like, some of it stayed in the bag.
Some of it.
Some of it found its way onto the carpet, man. So now I'm like, what do I do now? Because I don't want to ask for help cleaning up. So I wake up the whole time. She's still asleep. I take what's in the bag to the bathroom. I grab as many napkins as I can. I asked if they had, like, some kind of Lysol wipes with them. She was like, yeah, but what do you need? I said, no, don't worry about it. I just need the wipes. I got this. Don't worry about it. And she's like, okay. So I take the wipes. I got to cleaning. I didn't want anybody to have to clean that up after me. So I did what I had to do. I wiped the floor down. Some of it got on my sneakers. I had to wipe that off.
Oh, as a sneakerhead, that's the biggest tragedy of this whole story.
I had some good ones on, too. I wasn't happy about it. But I ended up cleaning it up to the point where you couldn't see it. It's gone. Like, you'll never know it happened.
But can you smell it?
Oh, you know I can.
Oh,
Every time the lady came over, it was like, do you guys need? I'm like, no. Please get away from us. I can't tell if her face changed or if it didn't because she smelled it. I couldn't tell.
How much of the flight did you have left?
About an hour and a half.
Oh,
no.
Just sitting in it.
No.
Just sitting in it.
So when your lady wakes up, does she know anything happened at all?
Or? I saw it, like, go over her face. I saw the moment. And she woke up and looked at me, and she's like, hey. I'm like, hey. And then she makes this face like, ew. Do you smell that? Absolutely not.
The Burt Show.